on May 7, 1934, appeared confused and gave the nurses two first names and four last names. Because she would not or could not say which were really hers, hospital officials chose for her, and in Iowa's public records, she is Viola Hoffman. Hoffman could provide so little information about herself that her file did not include how far she had gone in school, or even her age. As a matter of routine, the hospital asked women like Hoffman for permission to test their IQs. Because of her unfortunate mental state, it is hard to know whether Hoffman understood what an IQ test was, or that if she had a poor result, she might be institutionalized and sterilized. Although she consented to the test, she may have realized that with her low social status, she was in no position to refuse. This is how it happened that one day, for about an hour, Hoffman sat in a sparsely furnished hospital office with a psychologist who asked her question after question, many containing concepts that, in her condition, she might have had difficulty grasping. For example, she was asked to consider contrasting ideas, the difference between laziness and idleness, between poverty and misery, character and reputation, and evolution and revolution. If she correctly answered three out of four of these, Hoffman's IQ would have been assessed in the average range. In another part of the test, she had to mentally compute arithmetic problems. In yet another, designed to test attention and memory, she had to repeat a series of seven digits, forward and then backward, and then do the same with another series, and then another. Hoffman's test result of 66 indicated that her IQ was well below the average range of 90 to 109, and her diagnosis, moronism, became part of her official State of Iowa file. During this period, the terms moron, imbecile, and idiot were official identifiers for persons whose IQ test scores numerically fit categories of low intelligence. Intelligence tests were first published in America between 1910 and 1916, and soon became tools in a mainstream public policy crusade called eugenics. Eugenicists believed that all human traits were biologically determined and inherited, and that problematic traits such as alcoholism, criminality, a tendency toward poverty, epilepsy, insanity, and promiscuity, among others,